right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Our God, kings and priests, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, thousands of thousands. of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou heard not the oil and the wine. Oh, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the fourth beast say, come and see, come and see. Hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Ha!
And
rocks fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb and from the wrath of the Lamb for the great day of his wrath. The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And cried with a loud voice, saying, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, and unto the Lamb. Oh, 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 and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God. Saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Answered, say unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Was a silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels and the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound, prepared themselves to sound. And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life, they died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. The third part of the ships were destroyed. And there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So when the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth. sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke a locust upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And a day and a and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them, and I heard the number of them.
Seven thunders had uttered their voices. I was about
when he shall begin to sound. The mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to the servants the prophets, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. It shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Seals thereof.
the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon, when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Down and worshiped him that liveth. I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went for conquering, and to conquer, and to conquer. I heard the second beast say, come and see, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou heard not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the fourth beast say, come and see, come and see. Followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. Slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, how long? Holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? How unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a